Galaxy X. The Review, Lesson 26. In the 20th century, a Hungarian scientist discovered a way of saving the oxygen in the air. Nobody took him seriously, so he locked his invention in a safe and hid the code for the lock in 13 identical expressions in some conversations and translations. It is now the 31st century. Professor Middlebrow, a linguist from the English planet, and Gergely Martin, an engineer from the Hungarian planet, are trying to break the code in the hope that the 20th century discovery might save the galaxy. Last time they listened to a story about a police investigation at a block of flats where 3 shots of a gun had been heard. In the end they discovered that 2 little boys had been acting a television play they had seen. The expression extractor found these expressions. There was a good program on, all of a sudden, to make something up, next door neighbor, to have a lead, to be up to something, to have the radio on, to turn the radio on, to turn it up, to turn it down, to turn it off, and all over the place. Now they have to find the matching expression in the translation.
Get down to work. Would you mind reading out the Hungarian text?
Not at all. A kritika. A szomszédok új előadása James Morbid rendezésében minden bizonnyal sok emberben mély benyomást keltett. Biztos vagyok benne, hogy hasonló előadásra 1912 óta nem került sor, mikor is a szerző maga játszotta a főszerepet. Amikor a függöny legördült, legalább fél óráig zúgott a taps. Csak a jelmezekkel kapcsolatban van némi kifogásom. Úgy tűnik, a jelmeztervező nem tanulmányozta elég alaposan a korszakot. Különben is talán jobb lett volna modern környezetbe helyezni a darabot. Ezt leszámítva az előadás ragyogó. Biztos vagyok benne, hogy a színészek rengeteg energiát fektettek bele, és nyilván élvezik a nagy sikert. Lehet, hogy más kritikusok kritikusabban vélekednek, de szerintem ez az évszázad előadása. Minden komoly színház látogatónak egyszerűen meg kell néznie.
What's the title again?
A kritika.
Is that a lady critic? Because I know that kritikus means a critic. So kritika must be a female critic. Medikus, medika, kritikus, kritika.
I like that. No, it's the article itself. An account of a play or film for a newspaper. What's the English for it?
Oh, review.
Yes, the review. That's the title. Well, here is the first sentence of the review. A szomszédok új előadása James Morbid rendezésében minden bizonnyal sok emberben mély benyomást keltett.
Is szomszédok the name of the play?
Yes, it is.
Well, next door neighbours, then. And what is minden bizonnyal?
Nyilván, bizonyára, biztos, hogy mély benyomást keltett.
James Morbid's production of Next Door Neighbors will certainly have made a deep impression on many people.
Will have made. A will ilyen jelentésével még nem találkoztam.
Pedig azt hiszem a magyarban is megvan. What do I say in Hungarian when, for example, I'm expecting you, and somebody rings the doorbell.
Well, you say, ez az az aranyos Greg lesz.
Slight exaggeration. In English, I say, that will be Greg.
Tényleg. De azt is mondhatod, ez biztos Greg.
Well, in English, you can also say, that must be Greg. And perhaps it's better to use must than will. It's easier. There isn't much difference between the two, anyway.
Akkor ez a will have made a will make múlt ideje.
Yes, it means I'm sure it has made.
Here's the next sentence. Biztos vagyok benne, hogy hasonló előadásra 1912 óta nem került sor, mikor is a szerző maga játszotta a főszerepet.
Nem került sor?
Nem volt. There hasn't been. I'm sure there hasn't been a performance like this since 1912.
Or there can't have been a performance like this.
Akkor ez ennek a mondatnak a tagadó alakja. There must have been a performance like this. Nem lehetne a mustn't vagy a needn't alakot használni itt?
No. Must has two meanings. Necessity.
Szükségszerűség.
And logical necessity, that is inference.
Logikai szükségszerűség, vagyis következtetés. Ez az, amikor azt mondom, nyilván hideg van, hideg lehet, biztos hideg van.
It must be cold.
És a tagadó alak? Nézzük meg egy példán.
He must get up at 5.
Ötkor kell kelnie. Tagadó alakja kétféle lehet. Nem kell ötkor kelnie. Fölösleges ötkor kelnie.
He needn't get up at 5.
És nem szabad ötkor kelnie.
He mustn't get up at 5.
A második esetben a must azt jelenti nyilván, biztosan. Nyilván hideg van.
It must be cold.
Ennek a tagadó alakja nyilván nincs hideg. Nem hinném, hogy hideg van. Vagyis nem lehet hideg.
It can't be cold.
Akkor itt a mustn't nem is használható.
Nem. Now, how was that last sentence again?
There can't have been a performance like this since 1912, when the author himself played the leading part.
Or, there can't have been a performance like this since the playwright himself took the leading role in 1912.
Amikor a függöny legördült, legalább egy fél óráig zúgott a taps. The audience were applauding for at least half an hour.
Or, the audience must have been applauding for at least half an hour after the curtain fell.
Must have been applauding. Tehát continuous alakja is van. De miért használtál itt must-ot? Mi a logikai szükségszerűség ebben?
I really don't know.
But I do. Biztos, hogy legalább fél óráig tapsoltak. Ezt jelenti. Vagyis, nem néztem az órámat, de biztos, hogy legalább fél óráig tapsoltak. Prof, azért így fordítani csak azt tud, aki az anyanyelvére fordít.
Yes, of course. But you can make a good translation if you keep on changing the Hungarian, playing about with the words.
Igen, most már én is látom, mennyire igaz az az aranyszabály, hogy minél többet forgatom a magyar mondatot, minél inkább próbálok elszakadni a szavaktól úgy, hogy többféleképpen mondom magyarul, annál könnyebb megtalálni az angol megfelelőt.
You see? Now, csak a jelmezekkel kapcsolatban van kifogásom.
Kifogás angolul objection.
Well, this is a special kind of objection. He's a critic, you know.
De ha a kritikus angolul a critic, a színi kritika pedig a review, akkor mi ez a kritika?
Criticism. My only criticism concerns the costumes.
Úgy tűnik, a jelmez tervező nem tanulmányozta elég alaposan a korszakot. It appears that...
Oh, that's so Hungarian.
Igazad van. Próbáljuk meg másképp. A jelmez tervező nyilván nem tanulmányozta elég alaposan a korszakot.
So, the costume designer...
The costume designer can't have studied the period carefully enough.
That's right.
Különben is talán jobb lett volna modern környezetbe helyezni a darabot.
What's különben is?
Egyébként is, minden esetre.
In any case, it might have been better to have placed it in a modern setting.
Ezt leszámítva az előadás ragyogó.
Apart from that, it's a marvelous production.
Biztos vagyok benne, hogy a színészek rengeteg energiát fektettek bele.
The actors must have put a lot of work into it.
és nyilván élvezik a nagy sikert. Nyilván bizonyára. Azt hiszem, legjobb lenne megint a must. And they must enjoy the great success. De ez azt is jelentheti, muszáj élvezniük a sikert.
Here you should use the continuous form, because they're enjoying their great success now at this moment.
And they must be enjoying their great success. The great success nem jó?
Jobb a their great success.
Lehet, hogy más kritikusok kritikusabban vélekednek.
Other critics may have more critical opinions.
De szerintem ez az évszázad előadása. But I think this is the performance of the century.
But I consider this the performance of the century.
Minden komoly színház látogatónak egyszerűen meg kell néznie. Every serious theatre goer simply must go and see it.
Or better still, it is a must for every serious theatre goer.
Milyen különleges kifejezés!
Yes, but it is very much used by reviewers.
Mielőtt a kódra térünk, még egyszer szeretném tisztázni magamban a may, might, must, can, could, shall, should, will, would, need, ought to segédigéket.
Well, it would take an awful lot of time, I'm afraid.
Csak egy-két dolgot nézzünk meg a formájuk szempontjából. Mindegyik után puszta infinitívus áll. Persze egy kis csalással, mert az ott után már eleve oda mondjuk a to szócskát.
That's right. Are these verbs really so difficult to use?
The continuous is.
Let me give you some examples. I wonder what the president is doing. He may be organizing something, or he might be getting us some money, but it's a bit unlikely.
He can't be getting us any money because he said he wouldn't.
But he should be giving us a grant, since we might be able to save the galaxy.
He really ought to have given us some money. But let's stop here. I can't take it in any more.
All right. I'll read out the whole translation then, shall I? The review. James Morbid's production of Next Door Neighbours will certainly have made a deep impression on many people. There cannot have been a performance like this since the playwright himself took the leading role in 1912. The audience must have been applauding for at least half an hour after the curtain fell. My only criticism concerns the costumes. The costume designer can't have studied the period carefully enough. In any case, it might have been better to have placed it in a modern setting. Apart from that, it's a marvellous production. The actors must have put a lot of work into it, and they must be enjoying their great success. Other critics may have more critical opinions, but I consider this the performance of the century. It is a must for every serious theatre-goer.
Theatre critics haven't changed much since the 20th century, have they? It still takes them a full page to say a play is good.
Or bad. But did you see any expressions in the translation? I couldn't see any at all.
Well, let's have a look at the XX list.
Here it is. There was a very good program on. All of a sudden. To make something up. To have a lead. To be up to something. Next door neighbor. To have the radio on. To turn the...
Hang on. Did you say next door neighbor? That's the name of the play in the review.
Enno Hope's great-great-great-grandfather's getting very cunning. But it must be right, as none of the other expressions are any good. I told you I couldn't see any. That's why. It was the name of the play.
That means we have got an N as the first letter.
But the code may not be an anagram of the first letters of the expressions at all.
No. But I still think it's only a few letters. Anyway, I've just discovered that the department where I work has a special computer that will help us work it out when we have got all the expressions.
Oh, marvellous! There's only one packet left now.
Number 13, a lucky number.
Well, it is today, in the 31st century, but in the 20th century it was actually an unlucky number.
Really? How very strange. Well, let's hope it won't be an unlucky packet then.